Congress may try again to ban human cloning, even though one group claims it's too late. This week, a group called the Raelians made an unconfirmed claim that a mother cloned herself. Lawmakers have been trying to head off human cloning for more than a year, and they are still stuck on one question. If you ban human cloning, does that also ban critical medical research? NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
To hear those on opposite sides of the cloning issue going at it, you might think they were talking about two entirely different subjects. Backers of so-called research cloning, intended to produce stem cells rather than a baby, don't like to use the C word. They refer to the procedure as nuclear transplantation, or by its scientific term, somatic cell nuclear transfer. Some even deny it's cloning at all. This is part of a TV ad sponsored last summer by the research advocacy group Cures Now.
People in Congress have their facts confused.
Oh, I'm shocked.
One bill puts scientists in jail for working to cure our niece's diabetes.
So, cure cancer, go to jail.
Alzheimer's, heart disease, take your pick.
What, is it cloning?
No, it uses an unfertilized egg and a skin cell.
So,
but people on the other side of the debate take issue with the contention that cloning for research is not human cloning.
Now that is just a lie.
Douglas Johnson is legislative director of the National Right to Life Committee.
The process of making human embryos to kill in research and the process of making human cloned embryos to produce a born baby are exactly the same. It's simply a matter of what you do with the embryo.
Johnson says backers of research cloning know most Americans oppose cloning a human being. And polls also show most oppose any technique that includes the word cloning.
And so they think in a very manipulative, Orwellian fashion, that they can simply change the terminology and cloak from the public what is at issue, what is at stake.
But backers of research cloning say cloning opponents are equally guilty of twisting language to their advantage. Larry Goldstein is a professor of cell and molecular medicine at the University of California, San Diego. He says cloning for research can only be called human cloning if you believe that embryos made up of only a few hundred cells, known as blastocysts, can also be called human beings.
Really, it does come down to a decision. Do you or do you not believe that that blastocyst is a human life, a human person, that it is entitled to the same legal, ethical, and moral protection that we give to one of us who's a living, breathing human? That's the debate.
Goldstein also says that too broad a definition of human cloning would ban things that almost no one opposes.
We like DNA cloning because we get the biotech industry and designer drugs, and because we get, you know, DNA testing to figure out who was at the scene of a crime, right? We like cell cloning because we use that to test drugs in the pharmaceutical industry for cancer and other diseases.
Whit Ayers, a Republican pollster, said he's not surprised supporters of research cloning are choosing their words so carefully. That's because while the public opposes cloning, it strongly supports medical research.
They might be able to generate some support for something that sounds like a cure for disease, as opposed to something that involves cloning, even though it may be exactly the same procedure.
Ayers says language is always important in political debates, but it's particularly important in this one because people are still learning.
People are still forming their own opinions. They're still thinking about these issues because they are so new, at least from a public opinion perspective. So the words they end up using to think about the issue become critically important.
In fact, the real winner of this debate may not be the side that gets the most votes in the House or Senate next year. It's more likely to be the side that successfully instills in the public's mind its definition of human cloning. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
For more background on cloning, go to our website, npr.org.